the end of our third year of doing the show. So we've got a special show for you. It's Alt Beers with an alternate ending. Oh yeah. Stay tuned to find out.
See you up on stage and I don't know just what you're saying, but you're my hero. Whoa. But you gotta shake me in the head a little girl, just pass on that I'm in between a big
Let's crack it.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Talking to you and you and you. This is the Beer Coasters podcast. 2012 season 3 finale. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. Not this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and with me this week is
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is our season finale, folks. 3 seasons of Beer Coasters under our belt.
Or 3 years. We call it a season.
I know,
a year.
We call it a season, but it isn't. It's actually 4 seasons in a year. So we've actually done like 12 seasons of the Beer Coasters.
12 seasons. Well, it's our anniversary show, I guess. Even though it's not really on the date.
We can call it whatever we want.
Okay, it's the season. Season 3 finale.
It's the end of our season.
Yeah.
Beginning of our 4th year coming up next week. So, this is... we're doing alt styles. We're doing the German alt beer.
Yeah.
And... I don't think we've done alts on the show yet, have we?
We might not have. We
may have had an alt in one of our shows, but we didn't have an alt-specific style, as far as I know. So, for those of you who don't know about alt beers, the Beer Jargon Guy has something to say to you.
All right. Right off the bat.
And now time for Craft Beer Jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is alt beer, a Dusseldorf speciality. An alt beer is a German-style brown ale that literally translates to old in German. Traditionally, alt beers are conditioned for a longer than normal period of time. The color ranges from amber to dark brown, medium in carbonation, with a great balance between malt and hops. Stick is a stronger version of the alt beer, thus a bit more malty and hoppy.
All right. Well, maybe this week you'll say, I was informed.
Beer Coasters, it's for your learning.
It's for your learning. That's right. So yeah, that is the alt beers. And the alt beers that we're going to drink this week, we got Sam Adams, part of their Long Shot Series winners from 2011. And we're going to try Durf's Secret Alt.
Mmm. Yeah, Durf.
And then for Tasting Flights, Toby, what you got?
I will be trying Hangar 24's Alt Beer Ale.
Alt Beer Ale. And I will be trying... Oops, what did I get? I forgot. Where are we?
It's only been 156 episodes.
I forgot what I picked because I had a couple in my. I'm trying Haver Brewery's Just Alt, which I love the name of. But we'll talk about that a little bit in my tasting flight. Right now, I think we're going to jump right into the Sam Adams. What do you say?
Yes.
Sweet. This is a fermentation conversation.
So it's been a long time since we've done one of these long shot beers, because we used to do the long shot show every year when, you know, not too long after the long shot series was released, we would all do all three beers and have a whole long shot series show. So we did one in our first season and we did one in the second season. But for whatever reason, we didn't do it last year for our 2000 or our third season. We never did it. So
we are consistently inconsistent on this show.
Yes. Very
true.
That's
the beauty of it. So this is Sam Adams' Long Shot Series. This is Durf's Secret Alt. This is from the Boston Beer Company, and the website is www.samadams.com. You know how many times I've probably recited this on the show? Sam
First
Adams
time, every time.
Brands, their breweries are in Cincinnati, Ohio, Boston, Massachusetts, and they have contract breweries in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Tumwater, Washington, Rochester, New York, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. And soon to be in a city near you.
Yeah.
The ABV on this beer is 9.3%.
Wow.
You heard the beer jargon guy at the end talked about the stick alt. Well, that's what this is, the shtick. I don't know how to do it with the German
Stick.
Accent, but shtick.
Yeah.
It's more of an imperial version of the alt beer. So I don't have the IBUs, and I couldn't find the ingredients. I was even looking like on forums and stuff to see like the hops and grains, but on the website it just kind of gives a little marketing speak about how the beer is supposed to taste, and that's about it. So let's crack it.
All right. Dark.
Well, yeah, it's a
very dark
brown ale.
It kind of has a, it's like copper with a little bit of reddishness to it. It's
got some red tones all through it. Yeah.
I got big head. I got two Yeti fingers.
Yeah, I got about a Yeti finger and a half. Fluffy, you know, kind of the head retention is actually pretty good. It's kind of fluffy.
Very clear, lots of carbonation.
On the nose?
It smells like a Bock.
It does. That caramely lager.
Yeah. Like real, like, toasted, malty caramel. Almost a burnt caramel.
Yeah, there's kind of a burnt sugar in there. Not quite molasses, but yeah, it's like a burnt caramel. That's a good description.
There's even a floral. Are you getting any kind of like floral notes?
Yeah, like a sweet, some kind of sweet flower.
Yeah.
And now that I said sweet flower, I may be even getting into some little bit of fruitiness in there. As the head goes away, it's starting to lose the that lager smell that I first got.
Ooh. There's even some doughiness, like a cinnamon donut, something like that. Smells good. I'm not a big fan of Bock or Doppelbock.
I'm not a Bock man.
It smells pretty good.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Got a sweet kind of heavy. It's got a real big malty sweetness.
Yeah. Even a tiny bit of sourness in the aftertaste. It's not so much bitter, but it's kind of sour.
Yeah, I see. Kind of at the end of the sip.
Yeah.
Kind of gets a little bit more tart.
Yeah. But the carbonation doesn't really come through in the mouthfeel. It seems like it you get this a little bit of a bite in the mouthfeel, but you don't feel a lot of the carbonation.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't guess. See, now I'm getting a little alcohol at the end, but I wouldn't guess that this is 9.3%.
What is that? It's like I'm starting to pick up some alcohol, almost like a grassy alcohol in the aftertaste. Good lacing. Back on the nose, there's more of that cinnamon. It smells kind of spicy.
Getting kind of an herbal. I don't want to say tea, but like an herbal.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Maybe, because it's a little, got a little bit of bitterness, so it might be like a tea type.
Almost but it's medicinal.
Very herbal tea. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. That herbal tea-ness in there. Not bad.
A little bit of maybe kind of a fig, too. I don't know. But not really, because, I mean, there's some other bigger beers. We get some porters and some stouts that get the dark fruit or figginess, and that's not quite the direction this is going. This is more kind of a dry fig, like a, you know, Fig Newton kind of.
Yeah.
You know, minus the sweetness. What'd you pair this with?
I'm thinking something like a roast beef. Not like a roast beef sandwich, but like a roast beef, yeah. And like, you know, boiled potatoes or something like that. You know, like a German dish of some sort of roast beef. Or like a stew, you know.
It's kind of an odd pairing. Have you ever had one of those Jamaican meat pies?
No.
It's basically like a turnover with some like a spicy, not too spicy, but a little bit of like spicy ground beef.
Yeah.
Kind of inside. Something like that I think would go. I don't know. For some reason I'm thinking that's what I would like. Because I was thinking shepherd's pie, kind of boring. It would go with it, but I think that this Jamaican meat pie thing would be a good pairing with this beer.
When I was in junior high, they had the little food carts. If you wanted to avoid the cafeteria, there was these food carts you could go up to. And they used to sell on certain days of the week or however often, they would sell these things called Proskies. And it was in a plastic wrap. And it looked like, from the outside, it looked like it might be one of those Little Debbie, like, fruit pies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a meat pie. And on the inside, yeah, it wasn't real spicy, but it had, like, a ground beef stuff on the inside. And the outside, the dough was, like, this, almost like a deep-fried dough. So it almost had a donut kind of flavor on the outside with this meat pie thing in the middle.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, sounds kind of similar.
And it was called a Proski.
Yeah, that's probably more of a Polish version of
it. But yeah.
Anyway. Rate Beer rates this 86 out of 100.
Long shot lyrics, Kelly Clarkson. What? Sorry,
and,
say that again.
And Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer.
Oh, I'm starting to feel it now. Maybe it's because I'm on an empty stomach.
I wanted to mention this too, because we talk about the Brothers Ahlstrom not weighing in on some of the beers not having ratings. Well, they're Will Wheaton. Those of you who know who Will Wheaton is, he's on Google Plus, and he posts a lot of things, you know. But he posts some things about beer. He seems to be a bit of a beer enthusiast or craft beer enthusiast. And he posted something. I wish I could remember the name of the beer. I'll have to go back and look, maybe have it for last call. But the Ahlstrom brothers actually posted on Will Wheaton's Google Plus saying, here's some more information about that. And it's like a Beer Advocate link, you know, to tell him about the beer. But late after the link, it says, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I have not weighed in on it yet.
It's funny. I just got a kick out of that.
Nice.
Anyway, if you get a chance, check out this long shot. You know, this is one out of three of the long shot series, comes in a six pack. This is Durf's Secret Alt.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby out west for my alt beer this week. I am doing Hangar 24's alt beer. So Hangar 24 is out of Redlands, California. They're fairly new. They've been brewing for a few years now. This comes in at 6.0%.
Did something from them recently. Was it Crazy Dave that did something from them recently?
Yeah, Crazy Dave did their... Well, he's done two beers, I think, from Hangar 24. He did their chocolate porter, and then he did their...
Hey, the Columbus.
Oh, the
single hop show.
Columbus IPA, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we've done them a couple times.
So this, the alt beer has 6.0% ABV with 22 IBUs. Let's crack it. So this
not
is
very bitter.
Supposed to be a traditional alt, German alt beer with one twist. They use chocolate roasted malt.
Oh. Twisted. Those crazy Californians.
I know.
Surprised they didn't add avocado to the brew.
So I got about two human fingers of head. Same kind of color and fluffiness as the long shot beer. This one's lighter in color. It's the same kind of copper color, but a lot lighter. Very clear, lots of carbonation. So it's like a copperish amber color.
I think for next season we're just gonna just throw out the Lovey Bond.
Yeah, maybe we like should start doing Lovey Bond.
We'll just guess the units.
Real quick, this beer has won several awards, 4 silvers and 1 bronze. In 2010,
losers.
They won 2 silvers at the one at the San Diego International Beer Festival and 1 at the Los Angeles International Commercial Beer Competition, and 2 silvers in 2011 and a bronze in 2011. At both San Diego and Los Angeles, and then they also won in the California State Fair. So on the nose, lots of floral notes. Smells very light.
Smells light.
Yeah. Well, I mean, compared to the long shot beer, this has a lot less, I don't know, weight to it just by smelling it, you know?
Yes.
If that makes any sense?
No.
No?
Yes.
There's a nice grassiness, a little dirty maltiness, very light cracker aroma. It just smells clean and floral. Very dirty, like dirty maltiness, but it's still not real thick and heavy. It's actually a little crisp. So you have this light crispness with this like dirty, earthy maltiness. But drinkable, you know what I mean? Like it tastes very German, but like a very drinkable, you know, German, maybe Dunkel or something like that. Well, no, I shouldn't say that because Dunkels are wheat beers, right? Yeah, this is...
The Dunkel... But I think really just Dunkels are like a dark German. I think like it's kind of lager. A generic term. But I could be wrong. Dunkel could be a specific style, but...
But don't listen to us. We've only done a Dunkel show, I'm sure. And
well, there's
yeah,
a Dunkel...
Yeah, the Slam Dunkel show.
There's a Dunkel Weiss, which is a wheat.
Yeah, there you go.
But there's also other Dunkels, I think. That Yeah, because they can range in color and stuff too. So, yeah, that's interesting. I wonder the difference between a dunkel and an alt.
Yeah, very crisp and drinkable. Mouthfeel is pretty dry and slightly bitter on the aftertaste, but mostly you just get that very dusty, dirty, dry malt. Very German to me. Very German. Maybe like a wheat cracker or like some sort of an all grain cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. For a food pairing, this is like sandwich beer. You know, like maybe a really fat turkey club or maybe even a Reuben or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would wash down something that might be slightly fatty or slightly spicy or slightly mayonnaise-y, you know?
Mayonnaise-y.
Yeah. But, yeah, not bad. This is like, you know, a good spring or fall beer, you know, because it has a nice light crispness and a nice drinkability to it without being, you know, thick and sweet and whatever. But, yeah, not bad. And I know that Tom in L.A. has been, you know, just chomping at the bit, waiting for me to give this review. So, because he untapped it, I think, 2 or 3 months ago or something, and I commented that, like, hey, I'm going to try that on an upcoming show. So, you're going to have to wait till last call now, Tom. So this is the alt beer from Hangar 24, Redlands, California. Oh, Rate Beer gave this an 84. And the Beer Advocate users gave it an 85, which means good. Nothing from the Brothers Ahlstrom. Check out Hangar 24's website, hangar24brewery.com. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
You have a German alt beer? Be a lot cooler if you did. This is Haverhill Brewery's wow. Just Alt. This is from Haverhill Brewery, and they are from Haverhill, Massachusetts. And their website is www.haverhillbrewery.com. The ABV on this beer is 5.3%. The IBUs are a 40, and I'm going to crack it and tell you the ingredients.
All right.
If I actually did that right. The ingredients on this beer, for malts, they use Pilsner, Vienna, Munich, Crystal, Carafa Special, and for hops, they use Hallertau, Herzbrucker, and Spalt.
Spalt.
Now, not as brown. Toby mentioned same color but lighter, and that's kind of what this is. It's kind of copper, but it's kind of backed off a little bit. It's a little lighter than that. This one's almost going orange as opposed to red.
Right.
Head wasn't too big. I didn't pour that aggressively. Kind of dissipating kind of quickly. But what's left is kind of a rim of kind of a thicker, foamier lace. On the nose.
Ooh.
See, now I smell a Fig Newton in this one. Like straight up fruity figs. And some toasted brown. Yeah, toasted brown malts. Caramely goodness. Maybe just a hint of hoppiness, a little bit of like citrusy hoppiness.
Taking a sip, yeah. It's your last first sip of the third season.
Yes. My last first sip.
That was your last second sip.
Yeah. It's got a toasted, a little bit smoky. I almost want to say like a peat mossy flavor with some sweet maltiness in there. It's kind of like herbal tea, but it for some reason I'm thinking like peat moss, but I think it might be more like herbal tea. Almost has a, you know how Anderson Valley has a very buttery flavor to their beers? Well, this is just kind of hinting at that in the malt. It's got some kind of like the toffee flavor, and it's just kind of carrying over, almost buttery, but it's not. But it's almost there.
Is it like margarine?
No, it's definitely not like margarine. I'm a real butter man. It's kind of it's got some richer flavors, but mouth feels a bit watery. Because the carbonation's a little bit more mellow, I think, than I think you're expecting it to be, and it tends to kind of make it a little watery. But it makes it kind of smooth.
I seriously think that some of those beers, like maybe like the Reinheitsgebot, you know, like the traditional German beers. Are designed for drinkability. You know, they're designed to be drank out of a 1 liter mug.
I agree.
So the less offensive, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it works, you know? I mean, the Germans have been doing it for centuries, and it works.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything else, you know? With food. I mean, sometimes you want something rich and, you know, a very big, rich, hearty meal, and then sometimes you want something lighter and crisper and less, I hate to say less filling. Everybody knows about that, but
I'll go there.
But sometimes you want a lighter, crisper, more drinkable style.
Especially when you're planning on mass quantities.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going to chew on barley wines for 8 hours, you know?
I accept
round one. Yeah, it's got a interesting herbal tea, almost like a hint of smokiness, and I think that's why I'm going, it seems kind of peaty. It's almost like if there was a Scottish ale light. But it's got a little bit more of the toffee in there. But if I were to pair this with something, I think I'd pair this with a gyro.
Oh.
Just because if you get the, what is it? What's that yogurt sauce? Tzatziki?
Tzatziki sauce? Yeah.
Tzatziki.
I think that's what it is.
I think something about the little bit of sourness in the bite of that sauce would like complement this beer. Yeah.
Dill and yogurt and cucumber and all that kind of stuff.
I think that would lend itself well to this beer.
Oh, dude, I want a gyro.
Rate Beer rates a 63 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this an 83, which is good. And the brothers Ahlstrom have not tried this beer brewed in the very state that they are from. That's blasphemy. Give them a chance. Try them out. Haverhill Brewery, just alt. Haverhillbrewery.com.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
A hop tibby. A hop tibby. A
hop tibby. Hop Topics.
A hop tibby.
Season 3.
Finale. Oh,
so, what are we doing for
our hop tibbies this week?
Well, Mike? I'm glad you asked that, Toby. At the end of the season, we usually have an award that we give out each year. Previously, we've had, I believe, the Roasted Roastiness Award, right?
I think so, yeah.
The One Tasty Guy Award.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going to give out a new award. And usually it has to do with some of the, you know, the top beers that we've had in this previous season. So this is a year of beer in review. And I'm going to go with Toby's top four. And then I'll go with my top four. We actually have a top five. And we will announce at the end who got the award and what the award is.
And unfortunately, Chris, you know, he's unable to make it this week. We were really hoping that he'd be able to squeeze in some time, but he's doing a lot of overtime at work and just
got a lot going on with work and family and stuff. So
yeah, so he was unable to be a part of it. So maybe we might mention, you know, his top beers of our the previous season.
We can't put it in order. You know, we'll put ours in order, but you know, obviously we can't give Chris's order, but we can give you the beers that Chris did pick and influenced, you know, the number one pick.
It's basically as well. It's basically the five piners that we gave out, like our top five piners, and then of course the number one would be consensus between more than one of the, usually it's the all three coasters, and that's how it's been up until now, is that every year all three of us, whatever beer that all three of us gave five pints to throughout the past season is usually who wins. And sometimes it's a couple. I think there was one year where we had two beers that all three of us gave five pints to, and so we kind of had to decide which one we wanted to give the award to as the basically the beer coaster's best for that whole season. So this year there's a bit of a surprise.
Yes.
A little different this year.
Yeah. But Toby,
it's been an interesting year, I'll have to say. This past season, it's, you know, with Chris missing a lot of shows and with us kind of changing up our style a little bit and not having so many fermentation conversation beers, mm-hmm. which I know is, it's sad because Mike and I, you know, I can speak for Mike on this and say that the fermentation conversation is a huge part of what makes this show, because it's something that all three of us can find, something that the majority of the craft beer drinkers in America should be able to find.
Yeah.
But this past year there was just a lot, and you know, the show themes dictate, you know, what we drink, but I've had a ton of fun. So there's no real regrets in that for me, at least. When, you know, we come up with an idea for a show and if we can't find a fermentation beer to fit in with that show, you know, it sucks, but you know, at least the show is cool and whatever.
The show witty. Will go on.
Yeah. So, Mike, sorry for that interruption there.
It's okay. So why don't you do, out of your top five, we'll do the top four of yours, okay. And I'll do the top four of mine, and then we'll announce the number one winner.
All right, so the top four, I think I only gave out about six or seven five pinters last year, or last season three. I gave out, I think it was only six five pinters. So this, I ended up cutting one of those out. So here's my, in my opinion, my top four, starting with number five, which is Knee Deep Brewing's Immigration Red Ale, or IRA. That was on our St. Paddy's Day issue.
Yeah.
From 2012. Really like that beer. I was pleasantly surprised. My number four. What did I just say? Did I say number five?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine, because that's what we're doing. We're doing the top five. I just
top five.
The way I explained it was, you know.
So my number one will save until.
I think our listeners get it at this point. We're going to do each of our top fives. We're just not going to reveal the number one until the end.
Woo. Okay, my number four, Deschutes Brewing's Conflux number two. Which I remember just thinking was delicious, and it's a wheat IPA. My number three
is that a huipa?
Huipa. My number three, also from Oregon, I believe. Hair of the Dogs, Adam, which was an old ale, basically. It's like a traditional old world ale, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
Really like that beer. I remember just being blown away by it because I really had no idea what to expect. And it was just an awesome beer. My number two, my runner-up for best beer of season three, Ballast Points. Victory at Sea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, now if I would have tried that one, it would be on my list, too.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried that on the show, but I've had that, and I've introduced it to many people. So, yeah, it's up there and one of my favorites, too.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. So we're going to hold off on Toby's number one beer, and I'm going to talk about my top five.
What about Chris? Should we mention his?
Yeah, all right. We'll do Chris's first. So, but we can't mention his number one. But we'll mention the other ones. He did the Boulevard Chocolate Ale, the Belgian style Yeti from Great Divide, the regular Yeti from Great Divide. And Clown Shoes, a chocolate sombrero.
Wow. I would have sworn Chris gave out more Five Piners, but I guess not.
Yeah.
I remember him mentioning on one of the shows that he had come back. I think he had missed about 3 or 4 weeks, and then he came back and did 2 shows in a row. And I think both of those shows, he ended up giving 5 pints to one of his beers. And he even made the point to say that, you know, I hope that, you know, nobody thinks that because I've been gone and I'm coming back and I'm giving all my beer 5 pints because, you know, he hasn't been drinking beer as much. But anyway.
For my top five, number five is Dogfish Head's 120 minute IPA.
Number five, huh?
And I know some of you listeners are saying, number five? Is he crazy? What else could be better than that? Well, I'll tell you. Number four is Great Divide's Oak Aged Yeti. It's very nice. Nothing says loving like Imperial Yetis.
That's right.
Number three was a surprise to me. This was the brewery's Four Calling Birds, and this was a Belgian strong dark ale. I really really like this one.
Yeah, that was our one. That was our Christmas show, I think.
Yes, I think you tried that one as well, right? You just give it a five.
We had 2 beers on the show. It was the Four Calling Birds and the Full Sails Wreck the Halls.
That's right.
And Gina was a guest on that show, so it was Gina got to try the Four Calling Birds. I think Gina might even have given it 5 pints.
Mm.
As well, and I think I might have given it 4 or 4.5. So,
The number two was also a big surprise to me. I wasn't expecting this one. Was Left Hand's Wake Up Dead Stout. I think that was for our Halloween. Or
might have been the Halloween show. Now, are you saying it was a surprise to you when you're now looking back and you're like, wow, that made my top five? Or are you surprised?
No, I'm surprised. When I tried the beer, I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was.
Right. I think that's how I felt about the Hair of the Dog. I was just, I had no preconceived notions about the brewery, about, you know, the beer. It was the first Hair of the Dog beer I'd ever had. And yeah, it's one of those things where you just have no idea what to expect, and it just knocks you on your ass, which is some of those can be considered some of the coolest beers out there, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
not like these super hyped beers where you go into it going, okay, 99 out of 100 people absolutely love this beer, so am I going to love it too? You know,
right, one of those things. Go into the preconceived notion.
Yeah.
Well, here's how we decided who got the number one beer this year.
And what are we calling the number one beer?
I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Okay.
So basically what happened is because Chris, you know, he was here for probably half of the season, maybe a little bit more. We actually agreed on a beer as a five piner. Chris and I, and also Toby and I, gave a beer, the same beer, five piner. So the first beer, the number one spot, is actually a tie this year. And that beer is going to receive an award, and that is the Craftus Erectus Award.
Nice.
So, the Craftus Erectus Award goes to a tie between La Folie from New Belgium and Dogfish Head's Sati.
Congratulations to the winners.
Yes, congratulations to New Belgium and Dogfish Head. that's just, you know, normally what we do is give the award to, if it got 3 5 piners, but in this case, you know, that didn't happen this year. We had, so it was two of us and two different occasions, you know, gave the beer 5 pints. So that's how we decided on this year's award.
And the La Folie, for me, that was, you know, one of those things where, I mean, I dig a good sour, but, you know, I think when we, because that's what it is, it's sour brown. And I think going into it, I was a little, you know, iffy and wary about it, only because a lot of the American sours tend to be all about the sour rather than the, you know, because, you know, when you go into like Belgian sours and stuff like that, the more traditional sour beers, you get the sour naturally. And it just seemed like a lot of times when you try these American sour beers, they tend to be overly sour and just focus on, let's make you pucker and totally wreck your palate. But with that La Folie, to me, it was like, this is what a sour should be like.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed, sir.
And for the Sati, like, that was one of the ones that was one of the shows that I missed last year. It was Mike and Chris did the Tea for Two show, and they tried the Sati, and I missed that one. So I don't even think I've had it, you know, outside
Who
of the
knows?
Show.
Who knows? That may have been this year's number one. Yeah. La Folie may have taken second place.
Or if Chris was on the sour show and he tried the La Folie, you know, that could have been a 5 pint from Chris.
That's true. All right.
You know.
A touche.
Anyway. All right. Awesome. It's been an awesome year.
Cool. Yeah. It was a cool season. The beer I'm looking forward to next season.
And we've had a lot of cool guests on the show. I think that was one of the things that with Chris being absent, we really wanted to focus on having guests on the show. You know, we had Crazy Dave, we had Brittany, we had Gina on the show. So it was really cool having a mix-up, you know, with the absence of Chris, as bad as it is, at least we were able to find a cool mix of people to pop in and fill his shoes if they could and try some beers. And we had some interesting shows, like we did the cider show this past year, and we did the something else that was like very different for us, but I thought it was cool, you know, that we stepped outside of the normal everyday craft beer stuff, and we checked out some different unique things and styles, the whole world tour thing, which I know we're going to continue doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I just some really cool things that we tried in season 3, which it has raised the bar, and I don't know what we're going to do for season 4.
We'll figure it out.
To match that.
We already have quite a few shows lined up for season 4 already, and there'll be some new changes. Some new changes to the website and maybe slight tweaks to our format, but you know, we'll talk more about that I guess next week will be our first season, or season four is not pilot, but episode one. I guess it can't be the pilot, can it?
Season premiere.
Now that we're in four, yeah, season premiere of season four.
But I don't want everybody to be like, oh, hey, they're going to do something crazy and new and cool. They're going to have, like, a new intro and, like, you know, yeah. It's going to be a video podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up for, yeah. You know, two.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Don't get your hopes up for anything.
Get your hopes up.
You know.
That should be our tagline.
Major improvements.
Yeah. Beer Grocers Podcast. Don't get your hopes up.
Season four. Don't get your hopes up.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
I love Maitland says, thunder! Ah, 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 ah! Hashtag beer.
Tweet of the week, yeah!
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
The very last backwash of season three.
This is the last bit of backwash for the season.
Not the last piece.
It is the last piece of the
season. The last season. Chunk of backwash.
Yes. All right. What do we got?
This chunk of backwash comes from Rick from the Land of Ice and Snow. Yes, Rick, a.k.a. the new Tom in L.A. Rick says, the subject is Rochester Craft Beer Expo. He says, hey, Beer Coasters, sorry for the long backwash.
Don't apologize for long backwash.
He says, I'm not trying to compete with Tom in L.A. Hit up part of the first Rochester Craft Beer Expo. They had pre- and post-expo events, which were pretty sweet. Friday before the expo, Odell's Hop Rocketed, their five-barrel pale ale through Fresh Cascade hops at a local establishment, and it was awesome. Saturday night, Surly tapped some kegs of their finest brews at one of the restaurants in town. I wasn't able to make that event, but one of my buddies...
Good things about them. Surly.
Surly, yeah.
I don't think we've done them on the show yet.
I don't think so either. They're the ones that do the...
Coffee Bender and...
The Zombie Dust or something like that. Don't they do those like zombie beers?
Is that Surly that does those?
I think so.
Oh, I'm confused. Continue.
Like Day of the Dead or something like that. He says, I wasn't able to make that event, but one of my buddies had their smoke, which is a smoked Baltic porter, on tap and claimed it tasted like liquid bacon. The event had a good representation of breweries from around the Midwest, as well as some staples like Lagunitas and Boulevard. Lift Bridge out of Stillwater, Minnesota, had their Irish coffee stout, a milk stout aged in Irish whiskey barrels with coffee. Oh, phenomenal. For a barrel-aged beer, it's not too boozy and dangerously drinkable. The majority of the breweries mostly had their traditional lineups for tasting, which I really appreciated. There aren't a lot of bottle shops in Rochester that sell singles, so it was great trying all the year-round offerings from Deschutes, Great Lakes, Tallgrass, etc. Overall, it was a great time. Also, congrats on completing three full seasons. Aww. What awesome timing he has.
Cool.
I know it takes time and resources to keep the podcast and website going, and as a listener, I really appreciate it. Cheers, Rick. Thanks, Rick. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it does take time and resources. We were just talking about that. Yes, it does take time and resources and money and beer, and yeah. But we love it. So we're still going to keep drinking.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you guys are listening or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're still going to be sitting down drinking. But thanks again. We really do appreciate it. And I guess this last call, right?
Sorry, Mike was showing, he put a link up for me to check out from Surly Brewing, and they do the Darkness. That's the one. And the label changes every year, the picture. So The latest one is the picture of the vampire. Gotcha. And I think they have a Darkness Day or something like that. Kind of like the Three Floyds, how they do the Dark Lord Day. I think Surly has a similar event.
Yeah. And they're from Minnesota, right? Surly, I think, is from Minnesota. And that would actually be a good one to try to get on the show.
Yeah.
We'll do some Minnesota and Wisconsin. So there you go, Rick, if you're listening.
Yeah, Minnesota.
We're gonna try to piece together a show if there's beers that you know of. Because I know that we have a tough time finding the beers in your area. So maybe we'll have to reach out to you and see what you can get. And maybe we can have a little exchange student program, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Last call
of season 3.
Oh. Last call. First up, Toby.
What am I doing? Pint ratings? Oh.
Pint ratings. Your final pint rating for season 3. Man, we're really stressing the finality.
We'll be back next week. Jeez. It's not like it's a cliffhanger and you won't see us for 3 or 4 months. It's not like we're USA and we only do 5 shows at a time and you only see us every 6 months. Damn you, Burnt Notice! Okay. Sam Adams, the Long Shot series from 2011. Durf's Secret Alt. You know, I gotta say something about this Long Shot series, and I'm not sure what to say. It seems like awesome. It seems like the
I gotta say something, but I don't know what.
Well, a lot of these Long Shot beers seem to be a little bit over the top. They seem to be it's almost like the home brewer is really getting flashy and like, okay, I'm gonna do an alt beer, but I'm gonna amp the crap out of it, and so I can impress, you know, the people at Sam Adams, who, you know, so I can win this award and get the beer, whatever. It's kind of what it seems like, because every time I have one of these Long Shot beers, it's nothing that is intricate or subtle or pretty things, if you will, you know, to throw a little something at Beer Coaster Mike there. Like soft flavors.
They might appreciate that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know exactly what you're saying. There's no respect for the delicate balance and complexity of things.
It just seems to be a pissing contest almost, and I don't want to be that vulgar about it, but you know what I mean? Like, okay, let's do a double IPA, but let's make you want to crap your pants
We just gave the Craftus Erectus Award, and you're worried about saying pissing contest.
Anyway, this...
We had a guy on the show that's talking about beers tasting like dead hookers in a dumpster. But pissing contest is inappropriate.
Okay.
Thank you.
This one, it's not bad. It's not horrible. So And drinking it, I remember thinking, you know, while I was drinking it, I wasn't going, this tastes like a homebrew. This tastes like something that a homebrew would make. Not at all. This actually tasted like something you would find on the shelf from a major brewery, like Sam Adams, whatever. So, in that sense, it's not bad. Like, it actually is, but it doesn't fit into me.
Sam Adams Stone collaboration.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into a whole, like, alt beer type of beer. It's a little too much for me. So I'm going to go with a 2.5. Because I think it did have some good flavors. It had great lacing. It's a well-made beer. It's just a little too over the top for me. Because when you think alt beers, when you think these German type beers, other than like Box or Doppelbox or something crazy like that, you know, you should expect somewhat drinkability. But this one didn't really have much drinkability. So anyway, 2.5. For my one word, if we're still doing that, right?
Yes, we're still in season 3.
Okay. I'm going to call it Stallone because it's over the top.
Nice.
And not because it's an Italian stallion, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Moving on to my tasting flight beer, the Hangar 24 Alt Beer. On the contrary, very drinkable, great flavors, nice mouthfeel, good springtime beer, fall beer, very nice. Let's see what I have. Notes. As it warmed up, it got a little stickier and a little more bready, so it really started to feel like a German beer. Very drinkable still. So I'm going to go with 3.5 on that one. Huh. I think it's good. I think you should, I think people should check it out. For my one word, I'm going to call it buns. Because it reminded me of like Hawaiian sweet bread buns. Or like some sort of a sweet bun. So, buns.
I hear you. King's Hawaiian and rolls.
Tell me you wouldn't pick up a beer off the shelf if it was called buns. Oh, I know, yeah. I would.
Well, clown shoes, next beer. Sticky buns. Pecan something.
Sticky buns. Pecan porter.
It's right under the tramp stamp. So for my
pet clown ratings, shoes beer addicted to crack.
Yes. They're gonna steal our names.
That's cool.
So for my pet ratings this week for the long shot series, this DERF's secret alt, I'm kind of on the same page as Toby on this one. There's a lot of over the top beers. And this one is really no exception to that. I know this was the stick alt or stick alt, which is supposed to be a bigger alt beer. But, you know, this was even bigger than that. This was kind of an American version of an imperial European style, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I mean, it was still good. I still kind of enjoyed some of the flavors that were going on there. But it was a little bit too big, and there was no kind of respect for the subtlety and that could be put into beer. Still be able to kind of pick out those flavors, but not have them punch you in the face. I'm going to give it a 3. Maybe enjoyed it a little bit more than Toby. My one word for this one is übertrieben, which means overdone in German.
Übertrieben.
Yeah. I'll copy it for you so you can...
Seems like you took a long time to figure that one out.
No, it was... Didn't. Are you listening to the show? It was like instantaneous.
Are you sure we didn't just listen to a big long poem from Sipping Bear just now?
No. It would have been cool, though, for him to come on the last of the season. It would have been pretty damn cool.
Who was he, but
maybe we'll hear more from him in the fourth season. Who knows? I heard that there's been some new applicants for the fourth season for some other characters coming in. So,
wow.
Should be interesting.
Whatever happened to the beer jargon guy? The cousin of the
beard. the French cousin. Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, I bet you we'll hear from him some more next season as well. So, for my other beer, my tasting flight, the Haverhill Brewery's Just Alt. This was much more along the lines of what the alt beer style that I'm familiar with. A bit watery, that kind of struck me that was a little bit off to kind of have that in the mouthfeel. But I enjoyed the herbal tea aspect of this one. And I'm giving this one a 3.5. I liked it. For my one word, I had it. What was it? It was going to be toffee or tea.
Coffee or tea?
So yeah, those are our pint ratings. Hope you enjoyed them. You can follow us, you know. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we're on Untappd and Google Plus, and we're on Pinterest as well. We like pin stuff, although I need to get on there and pin some more things.
Yeah.
Have some more interesting things to see.
Interesting things.
Pinteresty. You could subscribe to us in iTunes, and we're on Callisto.fm as well. Check us out.
Cool. Check out our website, beercoasterspodcast.com.
Yeah.
Check out our shop link. You can buy some swag, help support the show, stickers and steins and shirts and things. Check out my brews paper, which we will be pulling future hop topics from.
Yes. All our hop topics will be coming from the brews paper in season 4.
Brews paper, which is a direct link right there on our website. Click on that. Check out all the cool beer-related news stories daily. That's right, people. Daily.
Right. This is a weekly podcast. The brews paper is daily. That's right. So if you can't get your fix, and it's like, oh my god, it's been 6 days and I haven't heard the beer coasters. You got like 6 beer brews papers that you could have been reading. You know? Jeez. Yes. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really, really, really do appreciate all our listeners.
Yes.
Makes us feel like we're not drinking alone.
And support your local brewery. Brew pubs, beer bars, and homebrewers, etc.
Yeah.
Drink local, because local is the freshest.
Yeah, it's the freshy freshest. Don't drink and drive. That's just dumb.
Shoutouts,
Rick from the land of the ice and snow. And also want to give a shout out again to Tony Leone.
Hey, Tony Leone.
411. And there was someone else I wanted to give a shout out to. I don't remember who it was.
I was going
to
give a shout out to Aces and Ales here in Las Vegas. They're having their third annual Stone Domination this weekend, the 18th through the 20th.
Nice.
May 18th through the 20th here in Las Vegas at Aces and Ales. Yeah, Stone will be in town. Greg Cook will be in town. They're taking over Aces and Ales, pouring lots of rare stuff. Check them out.
And this is also, I forgot to mention, what is it? American Craft Beer Week?
American Craft Beer Week is happening right now.
Hello. McFly. So, yeah, drink beer. Craft beer, that is.
Yeah. You should have found all this past week and into the weekend, in your town, neighboring towns, there should be some sort of American Craft Beer Week related events or specials going on. So you can go to craftbeer.com. They have a pretty good list of events that have been updated all across the country. I mean, the list is huge. If you go through and you look, I don't even know if it's in alphabetical order by state, but it's huge. Like, I was scanning through to try and find things that were happening in Las Vegas. Or you can just, you know, Google American Craft Beer Week, put it in your city, and see what's going on.
Cool.
Send us some backwash also. You can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline, which is 339-225-9274, or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Yeah. Take away the C. Don't know why. A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Season 3.
In the bag.
In the can. In the bottle.
In the bottle.
In the glass.
See you next week. What are we doing? Quads? Because it's season 4.
Yeah, season 4. Quads. Yetches.
We're going to try and get Chris on the show. Yeah.
Peace.
See ya. Thank you for a great season. Yay!
A reminder to all our listeners.
Wait, Mike, who's that behind you? Somebody behind you?
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Toby!
What? Jason? Todd? What are you doing here?
Chew on barley wines for 8 hours, you know. Beer Coasters Podcast. Don't get your hopes up. Ha 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 ha.